Welcome to Hers,
His,
and Ours,
part of the Scheiss Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to a Hers, His, and Ours special event as we take on the Netflix reality competition show Battle Camp one episode at a time.
Welcome to Battle Camp.
Well, well, well.
This was a stressful one.
It was. And
the stakes are high.
The episode, of course, leaves off before we... This is back to the cliffhangers that
make
you want to keep watching.
I told you. It was like, there's no way with how they've messed up the timing of the episodes that we're going to see the elimination and it being a double elimination again.
Yeah, so we pick up where the previous episode left off, and that was Avery on the raft contemplating whether or not to throw the competition, or at least throw her turn in order to appear less
smart,
threatening, right? So she's thinking that. And then we see that QT goes on the raft and misspells the word. And because the word was advantage, her team freaks out. And I think specifically because Avery was thinking of throwing the competition by misspelling the word intentionally, that she then just, what's it called? Transference? Projecting? She projected what was going on in her head onto QT. And I was like, I could see QT maybe messing up. She went a little bit fast.
But you could see like QT was flustered, just like Shub, right? Like I was saying, like I can understand in the moment being super anxious. You're panicking. All you're thinking about is you're about to get thrown off this mat into the water. And like the nerves are going to get the best of you, right? And we talked about like when you know something that should be very automatic and easy, it's like the more you think about it, the more you're going to question and doubt yourself. And you see her count on her fingers by saying all the letters. And I do think she just rushed herself because you see her do it correctly when she's using her fingers. And then she just misses the V and then she's like ADA quickly. So if she had done it still by using her fingers, maybe she wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah.
But she was possibly in panic mode.
She spelled all the other words correctly. And she, so regardless, the idea is that she beat Avery to the punch at Avery's own game, right?
Or so she thinks.
And Avery is pissed about it because not only does she end up on the wheel anyway because they flub the turn and their team loses, but she also doesn't come across as the dumb one who's not a threat because she's not the one who flubbed it. So it was like a double loss for her and she's mad.
I also think Avery's the female version of Tony.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I said watching this episode, like you go back to the first interview that she did on the show, and she's very much about like how cunning she is and how she doesn't want to show all her cards, and she is very much a threat, but then like her competitive side doesn't let her lose on purpose. So she won the wall sit when she probably should have lost.
Yeah, and she keeps talking about how she's a gamer, so she knows how all these other people are playing the game.
Yeah, it's like you're the one who's the gamer though.
Yeah, you're the gamer. They're not playing like gamers. You're playing like a gamer. She was on the mole.
Yeah, and I think she means, like, literally she's, like, a video game player as a profession.
Is she?
I don't know. I don't know who these people are. I look at her, and I'm like, why is she trying to be looking like Whitney Cummings?
No, I mean, she said she was also an athlete, I think.
Probably, like, in high school and maybe college level.
Yeah, I don't like her. I haven't liked her since day one.
She's definitely, like, the right fit for this game.
Oh, for sure. She's cutthroat.
Yeah.
But she's definitely pot calling all the other kettles black.
Yeah.
So in every scenario.
Yeah. And so we see that red is like working in unison and they're going to kind of let blue implode. And that's kind of their plan. And it comes across like Avery's mad because she doesn't go to QT about it. and confront her. She doesn't keep it within the original Bears team. She goes to like everybody outside the team and makes sure to like plant the seeds of discord amongst them. And I don't, at the time that we had talked about it while watching the show, we both said that we didn't think that QT fumbled on purpose. And then we find out later that she, at least she says that she didn't, which, you know, I take her at face value because the person she told it to was like her best friend, regardless of the show. They know each other. So
she would have no reason to lie to him.
She would have no reason to lie to him.
And or then the camera.
And then she told the production team in the side interview, like, no, I didn't throw it. Because, yeah, she, there's no motivation for her to lie in those two situations. So I don't think she actually did it. But as the show has gone on, Lorenzo, who I didn't like at the start because of Squid Game, has just kept growing on me, and I like him in Georgia a lot, and I want a camera just dedicated to Lorenzo for reactions.
Like Lorenzo cam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great, and I feel like Georgia balances him out, where like Squid Game was a little bit more cutthroat, like in its nature, and he never really found a friend like Georgia. So because they have each other, they talk things out in a way that feels like they're both very observant of what's going on, and they're definitely a good team. I don't think they can both win. So I'll be curious to see, like, as they both stay in the game longer, what happens. But he pegged Avery as the female version of Trey. And they're having that internal conversation inside before, like, Trey is in the room with them.
Yeah, and I understand why he's saying that, because, again, he's only going off of what he's hearing from Polly, right? Or, like, the Polly starting of that rumor. Where, again, if you compare Avery's laundry list to Trey's, I don't see Trey as being the betrayer of Louis. Yes, he was like, to one person, vote me over Louis, because she said, I'm voting you or Louis. He didn't go and campaign against Louis like we're seeing Avery do, campaigning against QT, and then she doesn't even have the balls to vote for QT herself because she doesn't want to come off as like voting for her own team member, but yet she's campaigning for everyone else to vote for her.
Yeah.
And like against her.
Yeah. And when QT found out, she's like, that's so shiesty. And we both laughed, obviously. Yeah. But she's right. It was very shiesty. And then we see Avery's vote, and I'm like, she voted for Trey? I was like, what? Like, you specifically went out of your way to campaign against QT.
It was a cop-out.
Yes, to say that I wouldn't vote for somebody on my own team.
I'm just going to make everyone else do my dirty work.
So that she could tell QT to her face that I didn't vote for you. Like, I would never vote against somebody on my own team. And to QT's credit,
good for her.
She's no fucking pushover. And she had been frustrated with Avery the episode before for getting like talked over and stepped on and bullied a little bit. And so now she's not afraid. And she's like, you're not going to bully me. You're not going to talk over me. I see through your fucking bullshit. And she told her straight up, like, sure, you didn't vote for me, but my name is on the wheel because you went around and planted the seeds, and you are guilty of exactly what you are accusing Trey of doing. And Avery's like, oh my God, no, I'm not. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's worse, because in Trey's situation, it was like, it's a coin toss. It's 50-50. Yeah. And he said, if it comes down to me or somebody else, of course I'm going to vote for me. I'm here to win. And that's like a very understandable answer. And so Avery just went on this like tirade against him in that moment. And she had like convinced Gio to take up this cause that like Trey is this huge villain when they don't know the whole story. Trey finds out that Polly is obviously not trustworthy, but he probably should have known that to begin with. And
she says, like, she kept repeating, like, he was begging for Louis to be voted out.
Yeah.
And he was like, begging is a strong word. He never begged for anything.
He didn't. He's like, that's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's going to be a lot of conversations that come out of this episode.
I sure hope so, because the bubble needs to be burst.
Yeah. And so I think QT ended up on the wheel, what, four times total?
I think
because
so.
Of the loss and the three extra votes. But then Avery actually ended up being on the wheel more, because there were people that already knew she was a snake in the grass, And it's the acting like she wasn't complicit in getting the votes, like turning around to QT's face after QT's like, I'm done with you. And guess what? I fucking voted for you two and I don't give a shit because it's the right decision.
Yeah.
And then Avery still trying to pretend like she didn't mobilize the votes against her. I'm like, wow, Avery's a fucking bitch.
Yeah. She's awful.
Yeah.
She's a horrible human being.
Well, I mean, they're playing a competitive game to win $250,000. I don't know if I'd say any of them are like terrible human beings for doing what they're doing.
I don't know. I feel like this kind of behavior just doesn't come out of nowhere by playing this game once for week.
I mean, I feel like Avery's character is definitely in question or in free fall for sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can't toot your own horn of playing like an honest and straight game when you're literally doing the opposite.
Yeah, I think that's the weird thing to me is that she keeps saying that, like, I'm here playing an honest game, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but you're not. And you have to know you're not unless your ego is so big.
Why I think she's female the Tony. Female Tony.
Yeah.
And I think she's been a female Tony since the beginning. Because she still did the same thing. Like, she campaigned so hard. Like, they finally reorganize and they get a new team. And the first thing she does is, like, throw Trey under the bus.
Right.
Yeah. And no one has brought up the fact that they supposedly had this alliance from before Louis went home. Yeah. No one's bringing that up. And I'm like, Trey, say something, please. Like, start talking about that. Or bring it up in front of everyone and be like, they approached us for this. And then Avery nominated me for the punishment. So yeah, I had to go and ask for the people who were going to vote me or Louis to vote for Louis. That one person that was going to do that because I was trying to stay.
Yeah.
Not that he was campaigning.
Correct. Yeah, what Avery did is worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
In the context of like Louis and Trey were better friends, it seems like maybe more of a betrayal. But I think what Avery's doing is actually worse because she's also not taking responsibility for
exactly. it. Exactly. Exactly.
And so I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have called her a bitch, but she's acting like a bitch. And like I said, her character is in question. Again, game show considerations, like they're all trying to win. I don't know that her and QT were friendly, but I feel like the motivation to go after QT was coming from this place of her own insecurity, not doing the thing that she thought that she should have done and feeling like somebody else beat her to the punch.
Yeah. And not only that, she legitimately said, I don't want anyone to think or know that I would vote for someone on my team because that would put a target on her, yet campaigned against her team member. And then she could just tell QT, well, I didn't vote for you. And QT called her out like, no, you didn't do the actual dirty work or you didn't like bury me, but you dug my grave and you had everyone else kind of help bury me instead, which is just as bad, if not worse.
Well, remember when we saw the amateur over the weekend and like he's hunting the guys down and they're all like, well, I'm not the one who pulled the trigger on your wife. Like, it's not me that killed her. It's not my fault. And it's like, you're still involved. Like, you can't deny your culpability at that point. So by the time we got to the end, I thought that a lot more people were going to see through Avery's facade and pick her out, but we knew that Avery and Gio voted for Trey because they showed that to us. I thought Georgia was going to end up voting for Avery, but Avery swayed her to QT. But Lorenzo didn't waver. He knew that Avery was a snake, and I'm surprised that him and Georgia didn't talk about that unless they were just like, eh, it doesn't matter. Like, vote for who you want to vote for kind of thing.
Unless their strategy is so good that maybe they did talk about it and we didn't see it. And they want to be aligned, but they don't want to seem too aligned because now that they're still on the same team, they could be viewed as targets if they're too strong of an alliance.
I mean, that's true, but it's a blind ballot. Like, the campers don't see who voted for them.
Yeah, but you know that they're going to talk about it. Like,
to some degree,
but Gio just raised his hand at this ceremony and was like, I did.
Well, he's like, justice for Louis.
Yeah.
And it's because that's what it, like, his narrative of the betrayal is so much so that like he can't take it. Mind you, he didn't pick Polly for his own team. So his own best friend who's on the show, he didn't take.
Which is interesting. But maybe that's also a strategy because then they have more people to protect each other.
So we know QT voted for Avery. I figured Polly might vote for Avery because she's cunning and manipulative enough in her own right to see it in Avery, but she got swayed and voted QT. I thought Kyle, after it came out that Avery was on the hunt for QT and he talked to QT about it, would vote for Avery, but he voted for Trey because Trey just lied straight to his face about what happened with Louie, which certainly doesn't help, but I thought he was going to back QT's play there.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that he didn't back QT's play. Although, again, she was saying that she found out about everything at, like, right before she voted, meaning a bunch of people had already voted. So we don't really know, based on filming and editing, like, what order things are taking place in. But I still don't think, like, technically, I wouldn't say Trey lied to him because he didn't, again, campaign against Louis. He didn't throw him necessarily under the bus. He was just, like, fighting to stay.
True. But Kyle knew what happened with them. Yeah. And he used that against Trey, and he set him up. And he was like, just looking at you, you don't look like the kind of person that would, like, stab somebody in the back, right? And Trey's like, no, of course not. No. And you see on his face, it's like he's obviously busted and lying. Trey votes for Avery, which smartly, like, he's aware and knows that she's a threat. I thought Chase was going to vote for Avery because when Avery went over to talk to him about what was going on with QT, he seemed like, why are you here talking to me about this? Why are you, like, campaigning here?
Again, though, we don't know the order of when those things were happening.
He may have voted already for QT, which I don't know why, because we didn't get enough information there, other than she's close to Kyle, who's the other team captain, and so that might help. But then vote for Kyle directly, I guess, at that point.
I mean, it may have been because maybe she did sway him enough.
Yeah, which is still weird. Shuby voted for Chase, which I kind of figured. I said Nick was going to vote for Avery or Kyle, and he voted for Avery. So I was like, eh, kind of get that one. I thought Morgan was going to vote for Trey, but she ended up voting for who? I don't remember. Chase? Yeah, that's how Chase got on the board.
Yeah.
So the only ones I actually got right were Lorenzo, QT, Trey, Shuby, and Nick. So I like the way Nick's playing the game, because he's like, after he survived those two rounds of being on the wheel with seven, he's like off the radar. They're like, well, we clearly are not able to eliminate him even if we want to.
Well, and he had a very good point in his MIT brain workings of like, spread it out. It doesn't really matter if you've got someone with more, you know, like the seven spaces on the wheel, spread it out so there's more people with fewer votes. And then maybe you've got a better chance.
It increases everybody's odds that way. Whereas
it's not like a 50-50 coin toss.
Yeah. So like, say you have seven votes on the wheel, right? And you actually do get eliminated. Then your odds go from 1 in 18 to 1 in 11. So it goes from 5% to, you know, 10%-ish.
Sure.
A little bit less than 10%.
We need that Nick to do the math quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. MIT Nick. So we leave off as the needle is about to potentially eliminate QT, but she's right next door to Avery.
Hopefully it goes to Avery.
Yeah, I think it's going to stay on QT, but I think Avery still might go as well. And if she doesn't, Avery's gone the next round for sure, because she just got called out on it.
Yeah.
Plus all the people that voted erroneously for QT in the last one, all those votes swing Avery. Everybody that voted Avery this round swings Avery again. Plus, I think if Trey handles the situation correctly, he can reduce his footprint and move momentum towards Avery as well. Because if I'm the red team, whole red team got to vote Avery at that point. So that's six.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because even if red team doesn't win the next challenge or does, either way, you've still got 11 or 10 people voting that can put Avery on the board, even if she doesn't get put on by losing the challenge.
Yeah.
And now I want to see what the punishment's going to look like. Because if they don't get immunity,
if red wins and blue loses and red gets to dole out a punishment, I would definitely just punish Avery again for fun at that point.
Of course. But I'm still curious how they're going to do that, because normally they were doing the punishment and they were not, and they were keeping, you know, like their immunity, right? So if you're doling out punishments and then the next week comes, you've got another target on your back if you've picked people for a punishment, right?
Is Avery a narcissist?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I gotcha. Gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Deflecting. Mm-hmm. Gets caught in a lie, switch pivots to another lie.
Thinks she can do no wrong and she's a perfect person.
And that she's doing everything above board and playing an honest game. Yeah. Look, I'm learning.
You are learning.
I'm learning.
I've realized most of society are narcissists.
Interesting.
Because if you look at also her behavior around getting called out, how did she react to QT calling her out?
Yeah, she immediately got defensive and tried to act like she...
And then still pointed blame to other people.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't me that did it. Just because I went and told them that you were the problem and then they voted for you, that's not on me at all. Like, they're making their own decisions and like...
Smear campaigns.
Yeah. It's like, just own it. Like, you got caught.
She doesn't know how to own it.
Yeah.
It's like classic narcissism.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked.
Good job.
All right. Cool.
Yes, for sure.
Well, hopefully she gets eliminated, but I think for drama purposes, QT going home, Avery staying, makes for a saucier pot, because then the results of Avery's tampering are now evident to everybody else because of the fight at camp. And Gio's going to be like, what the hell? Like, yeah. I was over here on my tray vendetta. Meanwhile, like, you guys are infighting like this.
Yeah. And that's why she's pushing so many of my buttons.
Yeah, I can see that now. Okay. All right, look at that. But diagnosed.
Yes.
Narcissist.
Yep. And so was Tony, which is why I said she's the female version of Tony.
Yeah.
I think more so than Polly. Because I think Polly's being manipulative.
Oh, she's cunning and manipulative.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I don't think she's going the full gaslighting route.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We'll see. The night is still young.
It is.
Sort of. But she's definitely calculated in that she omitted the information about the Trey and Louis situation intentionally. I don't think she did that by accident.
Yeah.
And you could see her face when Gio was like, I voted for you. And then it went to Avery quickly. She was like, oh, shit. Now she's busted. So now there's no alliance there, but they're on the same team. So there's got to be some kind of repair potentially happening.
Well, because Trey's definitely going to have to talk to Polly and just be like, you know, I thought I could trust you. That was my mistake. So I feel like everything has sort of slid back on Trey, where the opportunity is there for him to dig himself out of the hole, own what he did to Louis, explain it if he has to in that way. And I think he did, saying like, it came down to me or him. Of course I'm picking me. Like, I'm trying to win the competition. And, you know, he could have said right there, he still didn't throw Polly under the bus there, when he could have even been like, look, Polly told me she was voting for Louis or for me, so I asked her to vote for Louis. It's that simple. I didn't beg her.
There was no begging involved.
There was no begging. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting episode. I don't even care about, like, the challenge or any of that. I just want to see the hot goss.
Let's just see all the drama and skip the challenge. Well, let's do the wheel first.
Yeah. I know. The wheel's going to be interesting. So, that was episode 6? I think so.
Yeah. Now we're about to be on 7?
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Hit pause. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for listening to Hers, His, and Ours. We'd love for you to continue on this journey with us. The easiest way to do that is to like and subscribe to the show on the podcast platform of your choice. Follow our socials at Hers, His, Ours, spelled like time, on Instagram and X. To keep tabs on this show and others in the Scheist Podcast Network, follow at Scheist Podnet on Instagram, Blue Sky, and X.